I will not lend thee a penny.
Why, then the world's mine oyster, which I with sword will open.
Not a penny. I have been content, sir. You should lay my countenance to pawn.
But, Madam,
I've grated upon my good friends for 3 reprieves for you and your coach fellow Nim, or else you'd look through the grate like a gemini of baboons. I am damned in hell for swearing to gentlemen, my friends, you were good soldiers and tall fellows. And when Mistress Bridget lost the handle of her fan, I took it upon mine honor thou hadst it not.
Didst thou not share? Hast thou not 15 pence?
Reason, you rogue, reason. Think'st thou I'll endanger my soul greatest? At a word, hang no more about me. I'm no gibbet for you. Go!
No,
a short knife and a thong to your man and a picked hat.
And I...
Go! You'll not bear a letter for me, you rogue. You stand upon your honor. Why, thou unconfinable baseness. It's as much as I can do to keep the terms of me honor precise. Aye, aye. I myself sometimes, leaving the fear of heaven on the left hand and hiding mine honor in my necessity, am fain to shuffle, to hedge, and to lurch. And yet you rogue, will ensconce your rag, your catamountain look, your red lattice phrases, and your bull-beating oaths under the shelter of your honor. You will not do it, you!
I do relent! What would thou more of man?
Sir, here's a woman who speaks with you.
Let her approach.
Give your worship good morrow.
Good morrow, good wife.
Not so, and please your worship.
Well, good maid, then.
I'll be sworn as my mother was the first hour I was born.
I do believe the swearer. What was me?
Shall I vouchsafe your worship a word or two?
2,000, fair woman, and I'll vouchsafe thee the hearing.
There is one Mistress Ford.
What?
Sir, I pray come a little nearer this ways. I myself dwell with Master Dr. Caius.
Well, Mistress Ford, you see.
Your worship says very true. I pray your worship come a little nearer this way.
No, I wanted thee nobody here. Mine own people.
Are they here, so? Here. Heaven bless them and make them his servants.
Well, Mistress Ford, what of her?
Why, sir, she's a good creature.
Yes.
Lord, your worship's a wanton. Well, heaven forgive you and all of us, I pray.
Mistress Ford, come, Mistress Ford.
Marry, this is the short and the long of it.
Yes.
You brought her into such a canaries as tis wonderful.
Yes.
The best courtier of them all, when the court lay at Windsor, could never have brought her to such a canary.
No.
Yet there's been knights and lords and gentlemen with their coaches. Warrant your coach after coach, letter after letter, gift after gift, smelling so sweetly, all musk and so rustling, I warrant you, in silk and gold, and in such elegant terms, and in such wine and sugar of the best and the fairest that would have won any woman's heart. And I warrant you, they could never give an eye wink of her. I had myself 20 angels give me this morning, but I defy all angels in any such sort as they say, but in the way of honesty. And I warrant you, they could never get her so much as sip on a cup with the proudest of them all. And yet there have been earls, nay, which is more, pensioners, but I warrant you all is one with her.
But what says she to me? Be brief, my good Sea Mercury.
Mary, she hath received your letter for the which she thanks you 1,000 times.
Yes.
And she gives you to notify that her husband will be absent from his house between 10 and 11.
10 and 11?
Aye, forsooth. And then you may come and see the picture she says that you want of. Master Ford, her husband, will be from home. Alas, the sweet woman leads an ill life with him. He's a very jealous man. She leads a very frampled life with him, good heart.
10 and 11. Woman, commend me to her. I will not fail her.
Why, you say well, but I have another messenger to your worship.
I have?
Mistress Page hath a hearty commendation to you, too.
Hey.
And let me tell you in your ear, she is as fortuitous a civil, modest wife, and one, I tell you, that will not miss your morning or evening prayer as any in Windsor, whoe'er be the other. And she bade me to tell your worship that her husband is seldom from home. But she hopes there will come a time. I never knew a woman so dote upon a man. Surely, I think you've charmed, Lord.
No, not I. I assure thee, setting the attraction of my good parts aside, I have no other charms.
Blessing on your heart, Ford.
But I pray thee, tell me this. Has Ford's wife and Page's wife
acquainted each other, how they love me.
That's a jest, indeed. They've not so little grace, I hope.
No, I hope not.
That were a trick, indeed. But Mistress Page would desire you to send her your little page of all love.
Oh.
Her husband has a marvellous infection to the little page.
Oh, yes.
And truly, Master Page is an honest man. Never a wife in Windsor leads a better life than she does. Do what she will, say what she will, take all, pay all, go to bed when she lists, rise when she lists, all is as she will, and truly she deserves it. For if there be a kind woman in Windsor, she is one. You must send her your page. No,
why, I will.
Nay, but do so then. And look you, he may come and go between you both. And in any case of a nay word, that you may know one another's mind. And the boy needs never to understand anything, for 'tis not good that children should know any wickedness. Old folks, you know, of discretion, as they say, and know the world.
Now, fare thee well. Commend me to them both. There's my purse.
Oh,
I'm yet thy debtor. Boy, go along with this woman. This news distracts me.
This punk is one of Cupid's carriers. Let on more sails. Pursue. Up to your fight. Give the fire. She is my prize. Our ocean whelm them all.
Sayest thou so, old Jack? Go thy ways. I'll make more of thy old body than I have done. Will they yet look after thee? Wilt thou, after the expense of so much money, be now a gainer? Good body, I thank thee. Let them say it is grossly done, so it be fairly done. No matter.
Sir John, there's one Master Broom below would fain speak with you and be acquainted with you.
No.
And sent your worship a morning's draught of sack.
Broom is his name?
Aye, sir.
Call him in. Such brooms are welcome to me that o'erflows such liquor. Mr. Ford and Mr. Spade, have I encompassed you? Go to Via.
Bless you, sir.
And you, sir. Would you speak with him?
I make bold to press with so little preparation upon you.
You're welcome. What you will. Give us leave, draw.
Yes, sir. I am a gentleman that have spent much. My name is Broom.
Good Master Broom. I desire more acquaintance of you.
Good Sir John, I sue for yours. Not to charge you, for I must let you understand I think myself in better plight for a lender than you are. The which hath something emboldened me to this unseasoned intrusion. For they say, if money go before, always do lie open.
Oh, money's a good soldier, sir, and will on.
Troth. And I have a bag of money here troubles me. If you will help me to bear it, Sir John, take all, or half, for easing me of the carriage.
Sir, I know not how I may deserve to be your porter.
I will tell you, sir, if you will give me the hearing.
Speak, good Master Broom. I shall be glad to be your servant.
Sir, I hear you are a scholar. I will be brief with you. You have been a man long known to me, though I had never so good means as desire to make myself acquainted with you. I shall discover a thing to you, wherein I must very much lay open mine own imperfection. But, good Sir John, as you have one eye upon my follies, as you hear them unfolded, turn another into the register of your own, that I may pass with a reproof the easier, sith you yourself know how easy it is to be such an offender.
Very well, sir. Proceed.
There is a gentlewoman in this town. Her husband's name is Ford.
Well done.
I have long loved her, and I protest to you, bestowed much on her, followed her with a doting observance, engrossed opportunities to meet her, feed every slight occasion that could but niggardly give me sight of her, and not only bought many presents to give her, but have given largely to many to know what she would have given. Briefly, I have pursued her as love hath pursued me, which hath been on the wing of all occasions. But whatsoever I have merited, either in my mind or in my means, meed, I am sure I have received none. Unless experience be a jewel, that I have purchased at an infinite rate. And that hath taught me to say this. Love like a shadow flies when substance love pursues, pursuing that that flies, and flying what pursues.
Have you received no promise?
promise of satisfaction at her hands?
Never.
Have you importuned her to such a purpose?
Never.
Of what quality was your love, then?
Like a fair house built on another man's ground, so that I have lost my edifice by mistaking the place where I erected it.
To what purpose have you unfolded this to me?
When I have told you that, I have told you all. Some say that though she appear honest to me, yet in other places she enlarges her mirth so far that there is shrewd construction made of her. Mm-hmm. Now, Sir John, here is the heart of my purpose. You are a gentleman of excellent breeding, admirable discourse, of great admittance, authentic in your place and person, generally allowed for your many warlike, court-like, learned preparations. Ah, believe it, for you know it. There is money. Spend it, spend more. Spend all I have. Only give me so much of your time in exchange for it as to lay an amiable siege to the honesty of this Ford's wife.
What?
You use your art of wooing. Win her to consent to you. If any man may, you may as soon as any.
Would it apply well to the vehemency of your affection that I should win what you would enjoy? Methinks you prescribe to yourself very preposterously.
Understand my drift. She dwells so securely on the excellency of her honor that the folly of my soul dares not present itself. Mm-hmm. She is too bright to be looked against. Now, could I come to her with any detection in my hand? My desires had instance and argument to commend themselves. Oh. I could drive her from the ward of her purity, her reputation, her marriage vow, and a thousand other her defenses, which now are too strongly embattled against me. What say you to it, Sir John?
Master Broom, I will first make bold with your money. Next, give me your hand. And last, as I am a gentleman, you shall, if you will, enjoy Ford's wife.
Oh, good, sir.
I say you shall.
Want no money, Sir John? You shall want none.
Want no, Mistress Ford, Master Broom? You shall want none. I shall be with her, I may tell you, by her own appointment. Even as you came into me, her assistant or go-between parted from me. I say I shall be with her between 10 and 11. For at that time, the jealous rascally knave husband will be forth. Come you to me at night, you shall know how I speed.
I am blessed in your acquaintance. Do you know Ford?
Oh, hang him, poor cuckoldlin knave. I know him not. Yet I wrong him to call him poor. They say the jealous wittily knave hath masses of money, for the which his wife seems to me well favored. I will use her as the key of the cuckoldly rogue's coffer, and there's my harvest home.
I would you knew Ford, sir, that you might avoid him if you saw him.
Hang him, mechanical salt butter rogue. I'll stir him out of his wits. I will awe him with my cudgel. It shall hang like a meteor o'er the cuckold's horns. Master Broom, thou shalt know I will predominate over the peasant, and thou shalt lie with his wife. Come to me soon at night. Ford's a knave, and I will aggravate his style. Thou, Master Broom, shall know him for knave and cuckold. Come to me soon at night.
What a damned Epicurean rascal is this? My heart is ready to crack with impatience.
Who says this is improvident jealousy?
My wife hath sent to him. The hour is fixed. The match is made.
Would any man have thought this?
See the hell of having a false woman. My bed shall be abused, my coffers ransacked, my reputation gnawed at. And I shall not only receive this villainous wrong, but stand under the adoption of abominable terms, and by him that does me this wrong. Terms? Names. A Mammon sounds well, Lucifer well, Barbason well, yet they are devil's additions, the names of fiends, but cuckold, wickle, cuckold. The devil himself has not such a name. Page is an ass, a secure ass.
not be jealous. I would rather trust a Fleming with my butter, Parson Hugh the Welshman with my cheese, an Irishman with my aqua vitae bottle, or a thief to walk my ambling gelding than my wife with herself. Then she plots, then she ruminates, then she devises. And what they think in their hearts, they may affect. They will break their hearts, but they will effect. Heaven be praised for my jealousy. 11 o'clock, the hour. I will prevent this. Detect my wife, be revenged on Falstaff, and laugh at Page. I will about it. Better 3 hours too soon than a minute too late.
Fie. Cuckold.
Sir, what is the clock yet? It is past the hour, sir, that Sir Hugh promised to meet.
Ah, by God, he has saved his soul that he has not come. He has prayed Bible well that he has not come. By God, Jack Rugby, he is dead already if he be come.
His wife, sir, he knew your worship would kill him if he came.
By God, the herring is not so dead, so I will kill him. Take your rapier, Jack. I will show you how I will kill him.
Alas, sir, I cannot fence.
Villainy, take your rapier.
Here, for fear. His company.
Bless thee, bully doctor.
Save your master, Dr. Kyle.
Now, good master, doctor.
Give you one more, sir.
What do you owe you, 1, 2, 3, 4, come for?
To see thee fight, to see thee foil, to see thee traverse, to see thee here, to see thee there, to see thee pass thy punto, thy stock, thy reverse, thy distance, thy monto. Is he dead, my Ethiopian? Is he dead, my Francisco? Bully, what says my Esculapius, my Galen, my heart of elder? Is he dead, bully? Stale, is he dead?
By gar, he is the coward Jack Priest of the world. He dare not show his face.
Thou art a Castilian king, you know, Hector of Greece, my boy.
I pray you bear witness that me have stayed 6 or 7, 2, 3 hours for him, and he is not come.
He is the wiser man, Master Doctor. He is a curer of souls, and you a curer of bodies. If you should fight, you should go against the head of your profession. Is it not true, Master Page?
Master Shallow, you have yourself been a great fighter, though now a man of peace.
Bodikins, Master Page, though I now be old and of the peace, if I see a sword out, my finger itches to make one. Though we are justices and doctors and churchmen, Master Page, we have some salt of our youth in us. We are the sons of women, Master Page.
True, Master Shallow.
It will be fun, sir, Master Page. Master Dr. Caius, I am come to fetch you home. I am sworn of the peace. You have showed yourself a wise physician, and Sir Hugh has shown himself a wise and patient churchman. You must go with me, Master Doctor.
Pardon, guest justice.
A word, Monsieur Muckwater.
Muckwater, what is that?
Muckwater in our English tongue is valor, bully.
Oh, by God, then, I have as much Muckwater as this Englishman, Scurvy Jackson Priest. By God, me will cut his ear.
He will clap a claw thee tightly, bully.
Oh, clap at the claw, what is that?
That is, he will make thee amends.
By God, and me do look, he shall clap at the claw me. For by God, me will have it.
And I will provoke him to it. Or let him whack.
Me thank you for that.
And moreover, bully. But first,
Master Guest and Master Page, and the Cavaliero Splendor, go you through the town to Frogmore.
Oh, Sir Hugh is there,
isn't he? He is there. See what humor he is in, and I will bring the doctor about by the field. Yeah.
Will it do well?
We will do it.
Adieu, good Master Doctor.
Adieu. But yeah, me will kill the priest for he speak for Jacques and F to Anne Page.
Let him die. See, my impatience. That's no cold water on my collar.
Go about the fields with me through Frogmore. I will bring thee where Mistress Anne Page is, at a farmhouse, a feasting, and thou shalt woo her.
Cry against that I will.
Oh, by God, I thank you for that, by God. I love you. And I shall procure you the good guest. The earl, the knight, the lord, the gentleman, my patient.
For the which I will be thy adversary towards Anne Page, said I will.
By God, it is good, well said.
Let him brag then.
Come at my ears, Jack and B.
Ha! I pray you now, good master slender serving man, and friend simple by your name, which way have you looked for Master Caius, that calls himself Doctor of Physic?
That is the busy ward, the park ward, every way, old Windsor way, and every way but the town way.
I most vehemently desire you will also look that way.
I will, sir.
Bless my soul. How full of colour I am, and trembling of mind. I shall be glad if ye have deceived me. How melancholy I am. I will not kiss you, Reynolds, about his knave's custard when I have good opportunities for the work. Bless my soul. Two shallow rivers to whose falls melodious birds sing madrigals. There will we make our beds of roses and a thousand fragrant posies. Too shallow. Mercy on me. I have a great disposition to cry. Melodious birds sing madrigals. When as I sat in Babylon, and a thousand fragrant posies. Two shallow rivers to whose falls. Oh, he's welcome. Two shallow rivers to whose falls. Oh, heaven prosper the right. What weapons is it?
No weapons, sir. Oh, there comes my master. Master Shallow and another gentleman from Frogmore, over the stile, this way.
Pray you give me my gown, or else keep it in your arms.
How now, Master Parson? Good morrow, good Sir Hugh. Keep a gamester from the dice and a good student from his book, and it is wonderful.
Ah, sweet handpaid.
Save you, good Sir Hugh.
Bless you from his mercy's sake, all of you.
What? The sword and the word? You study them both, Master Parson.
And useful still in your doublet and hose this raw rheumatic day.
There is reasons and causes for it.
We are coming to you to do a good office, Master Parson.
Very well. What is it?
Yonder is the most reverend gentleman, who, belike, having received wrong by some person, is at most odds with his own gravity and patience as ever you saw.
I have lived 80 years and upward. I have never heard a man of his place, gravity and learning, so wide of his own respect.
What is it?
Oh, I think you know him. Master Dr. Caius, the renowned sense of this.
God's will and his passion of my heart. I'd as lief you would tell me of a mess of porridge.
Why?
He has no more knowledge in Hippocrates than Galen. And he's a knave, besides. A cowardly knave, as you would desire us to be acquainted with all.
Oh, I warrant you. He's the man should fight with him.
Oh, sweet
hand. With a fair survey of his weapons. Keep them asunder. Here comes Dr. Carr.
Hey, good master person. Keep in your weapons.
So do you, good doctor.
Disarm them and let them question. Let them keep their limbs whole and hack our English.
I pray you, monsieur, let me a word with your ear. Wherefore will you not meet me?
Pray you, use your patience in good time.
By God, you are the coward, the Jacques de Jean Ed.
Pray you, let us not be laughing stock to other men's humors. I desire you in friendship, and I will one way or other make you amends. I will not cure Reynolds about your knave's coxcomb for missing your meetings and appointments.
Diable, Jacques Ranby! Mine was the garter. Have I not stayed for him to kill him? Have I not at the place I did appoint?
As I am a Christian soul, now look you, this is the place appointed. I'll be judgment by mine host of the garter.
Precisely, Gallian, French and Welsh, soul curer and body curer.
Oh, that is very good, excellent.
Precisely. Here, mine host of the garter. Am I politic? Am I subtle? Am I a Machiavel? Shall I lose my doctor? No. He gives me the potions and the motions. What, shall I lose my parson, my priest, my Sir Hugh? No. He gives me the proverbs and the no verbs. Give me thy hand, terrestrial.
No.
Give me thy hand, celestial.
So.
Boys of art, I have deceived you both. Directed you to wrong places. Your hearts are mighty, your skins are whole, and that burnt fat be the issue.
Yes, sir.
Come, lay their swords to pawn. Follow me, lads of peace.
Follow. Must be a madhouse. Follow, gentlemen.
Follow.
How do I perceive that?
have you made this fuss of us, sir?
This is well. He has made us his floating stock. Yes. I desire you that we may be friends, and let us knock our brains together to be revenge on this same skull, scurvy, cogging companion, the host of Agathor.
By gar, with all my heart, he promised to bring me where he's unpaid. By gar, he deceived me too.
No. Well, I will smite his